Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our week in review over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former federal prosecutor and president of West Coast Trial Lawyers, Nima Rahmani.
Alec in court recently, Judge Clifton Newman saying the trial date for the financial crime is going to be November 27th and focus on the millions of dollars that he stole from the family of his dead housekeeper, Gloria Statterfield. Are we going to see a November 27th court date? What do you think, Nima?
You know, Tony, normally I would have said no, but I think they got a decent shot of getting this murder conviction, well, getting the motion for mistrial granted, right? Again, obviously, the prosecution is disputing the allegations in the motion and the affidavits. But if truly you got a juror and you have a dismissed juror and one other person saying that the clerk engaged in witness tampering, if I'm the prosecution, I go forward on the fraud case because you really want to have a belt and suspenders approach. The last thing you want is someone like Murdoch, you know, getting that murder conviction reversed, potentially being a free man or at least, you know, pending that retrial. And look, he's admitted to committing all sorts of fraud. His co-defendant in the fraud case was just sentenced to 20 years. Take the fraud conviction now and then retry him for the murder if necessary.
What I'm wondering about is with the fraud case, if they use some of his testimony from the murder trial where he basically flat out admitted to these financial crimes, is that admissible? Should that whole trial be declared a mistrial and they'll have to take him back to court for the murder convictions. Does that then erase everything that he said, all the testimony that was given as being now inadmissible because the trial itself, their viewing is not valid?
I don't think so. I think the potential issues were with the deliberation, right? Mm-hmm. Excusing one of the jurors, you know, communications with the foreperson, you know, telling the jurors that, again, these are all allegations, of course, telling the jurors that don't believe Murdoch's lies and, you know, all that sort of stuff. I think the taint has to do with the jurors and the deliberation process, not with Murdoch's testimony himself, which all happened before then. So if I'm the state, I use everything he said, admitting to all sorts of crimes. I mean, the paper trail is there. You got his admission. It'll be a slam dunk. That's why the co-defendant pled. So I don't see an issue with using Murdoch's testimony in the fraud case.
Why is Alec even going to trial at all? I mean, he could simply admit guilt in these things. He's already done it in informal ways. Why? Why go back to trial? Why try and handle any of this that way? Why not just either, you know, some sort of a settlement or some sort of an agreement? What's the purpose of doing this in the mind of Alec Murdoch?
I don't know. You know, when he took the stand to testify in the murder case and he got up there and he's admitting to committing all sorts of financial crimes, I'm thinking to myself, like, why is he taking the stand, admitting to these other crimes? And, you know, when you're dealing with fraud, in many ways, the sentence is based on the amount of the fraud. And you're talking about millions of dollars from someone who's a lawyer in a position of trust. It's really the worst thing you can do as a lawyer, steal money from your clients. So. Sure. I'm like, what's the point of all this? And then, you know, he gets up there and he says he wants to clear his name and his family name and his son. And, you know, he cares about their legacy. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, regardless of whether Alex Murdoch is a murderer or a fraudster, he's going to die in South Carolina State Prison. So I really don't understand it. But at least in Murdoch's mind, there's a difference between being a thief and being a killer.
Yeah, I mean, that I would think maybe, you know, the big drive there, you know, if he does get a mistrial and he goes back to attempt to clear his name if he can. But obviously the fraud part, that's not going away. That's been there. That's been admitted to. That is clear and cut. The reason for going back to court on that and not just admitting guilt, I don't know. Maybe it's as simple as he gets out of jail or out of prison for a couple days to go see something else. What was your thoughts on the verdict and the sentencing of his co-conspirator, Corey Fleming, getting 10 years in prison with consecutive or with sentences?
Yeah, you know, so I think he got about 4 years in federal court, which was pretty low in my opinion. You know, again, I think he was just involved, or at least the allegations are that the housekeeper fraud. Obviously, Murdoch allegedly stole money from a lot more people. Mm-hmm. But really, you know, again, it goes back to, you know, you got the Avenattis, you got the Tom Girardis. You know, I'm a lawyer, and not only am I a former prosecutor, I'm a civil plaintiff's lawyer now, like these guys, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's really, Tony, the worst thing you could do. You know, these are clients who are injured. They've lost a loved one. Something really terrible has happened to them. And, you know, our system of justice, at least on the civil side, is all you can do is get money for them. You know, I can't bring their loved one back. I can't make their pain go away.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you have this money that's really meant for them and you pocket it yourself, it's such a bad thing that you're re-victimizing these victims all over again.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I really don't have any sympathy for folks like this, the Girardis, Avenattis, you know, and Murdochs of the world. So I really think they should lose their license and spend a lot of time in prison.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.